Yesterday, we heard from a Michigan prison inmate and a former inmate and heard their thoughts about next week's presidential election. In Michigan, prison inmates are not allowed to vote. Today in Current State's ongoing Divided State series, we hear from another group often overlooked during elections, students. That's mainly because so many students haven't reached the legal voting age of 18 yet. Still, some number of Michigan students will be voting for the first time next week. At Holt High School, students have been holding mock presidential debates and elections. Current State's Brooke Allen visited the school and met the history teacher in charge of the project, Gavin Sykes McLaughlin. He says this isn't his first mock classroom election.
I've done this at four different schools. This is the third state that I've taught in, and I've tried to do it every year. There's an election either for president or for governor to hold a mock election so students get some civic participation.
So tell me, do you notice a difference in kids being really involved in the election process, or do you have to force this on them?
Well, I think to some extent, I'm hopefully getting them aware. That's part of my job as I see it, and the social studies department as a whole. That's what we do in all the classes. We push the election. We push their voter registration. We do posters so kids are becoming aware of the issues that the candidates stand for. And then, as you mentioned, we have a mock debate coming up as well to try to make students aware before they go and cast their mock votes, you know, what the issues are. So to some extent, we are pushing it on them, but I think that a lot of them do have interest, and at a school this big, it seems like it's really been a challenge to generate a cohesive, you know, kind of interest in it because it's such a big school.
That's interesting that you kind of would have to keep mentioning it to the students.
They all have their things going on, their extracurriculars that they're involved in, their own lives. They know it's a mock election, so it doesn't necessarily count. I think a lot of them have said to me as I've been pushing the registration on them that, you know, hey, if this were real, I'd vote. So I've just been trying to keep an upbeat, positive, you know, hey, this is a real election for the country. You know, we're just trying to figure out what if we had a voice as students here at Holt High School, how would we vote? Let's make the community aware of that. The young people would choose who, right? And so that's kind of how I'm trying to pitch it to them. So,
well, they're pretty much our next generation of voters.
Right. Yeah. So, again, you know, we're trying to get them involved. We've gotten, like 2 years ago when I did this at Williamson High School, we had 62% of the students vote, which is pretty high. You know, country's about 53%. So I thought that was pretty good. I don't have the final totals yet here for how many people are registered, but I'll have that soon to kind of see where we're at. But I know we were pushing 50% recently, so we're getting there.
Tell me, have you noticed, because this is your fourth school you've done this at, have those kids become legal voters now, the other ones?
Some of them. I taught at middle school in Massachusetts, and we did this with 6th through 8th graders as well before, and they get very excited about it because they, of course, have no say, and they're not even close, really, to say. So they got very excited about it. And some of those students are now in college, and I actually got an email last summer from one of my students who, as a 6th grader, and she thanked me, you know, for all getting her interested in politics all those years ago. So that was very nice.
Is there any proof that doing this in high school or middle school shows that they'll actually become active voters and take an interest, like you just said about that email?
Right. Well, here at Holt, because our seniors, some of them can vote, we are trying to kind of keep it balanced between pushing the real election and real voter registration for our seniors, as well as then for our younger students pushing this mock election. So I know that a lot of our seniors who are 18 are registering because of that effort, but I don't have any, you know, data to back up that they will become more involved or not because of this, but I hope so.
Well, I guess that email's data enough, right?
Yeah, that looks like it. I mean, it was really nice to see that. You're always glad when you hear from students and you had an impact on their lives, so.
Tell me what we're doing today.
Okay, so today we're going to be hearing from some of our students who are giving speeches in the upcoming debate. The debate happens the Friday before the mock election. We have an assembly where 400 or 500 students from, you know, the large student body here are going to go listen to these speeches. We've got three teams represented, if you will, the Libertarian, Republican, and Democrats. And 14 students have volunteered to give speeches. So it should be a good, you know, kind of mock debate, issue-oriented, all positive, trying to stay, you know, unlike the real world this year maybe, but trying to stay positive in the speeches and just giving them a chance to hear the issues. So today you're going to hear some of these students and little snippets from their speeches.
So give me some idea of the topics.
So each year, depending on whether it's a governor's election or whether it's a presidential election, we'll choose different topics. So for a presidential election, we've chosen foreign policy, education, environment, and economics, jobs, taxes, things like that.
The first student I meet is Jack Carlson. He's in 10th grade, sitting quietly in the back of the classroom reading a local newspaper as everyone streams into the room. The students preparing speeches have picked their candidate and the topic. Jack's topic is Donald Trump's foreign policy.
On his foreign policy, to sum it up into two words, is America first. Countries receiving U.S. defense under U.S. defense treaties must pay their fair share. We have troops all over South Korea and Japan, and we get nothing out of that in return. The Iran nuclear deal must be renegotiated. Under no circumstances can we allow Iran to create nuclear weapons? And by signing into this treaty, not only are sanctions lifted on Iran, but no restrictions are currently under Iran's deal after the deadline is met. So after the deadline is met, they can create nuclear weapons. We have no inspectors in the nuclear facilities. And that is a danger to our foreign policy and to the world.
If you could really vote in reality, who would you vote for?
I would vote for Donald Trump.
Devin Anderson Torres is 16 and wants to be a journalist one day. Devin says the mock election has opened his eyes to the world of politics.
I think it's cool that the students and the faculty and everybody gets to learn a little bit more about each of the candidates and get a chance to, you know, vote themselves for some of them who can't vote yet.
And has this been kind of a learning experience for you? Are you interested in politics already, or did this kind of start it for you?
This election is really the first year that I've paid attention to politics at all, but I've really learned a lot throughout these last couple months.
And do you ever talk politics with your parents?
Yeah, I do a lot. I talk with my stepdad a lot. He's a Trump supporter, so I kind of go back and forth on that.
So who are you supporting?
Probably Gary Johnson.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
And how come?
I don't like Trump or Hillary.
Lillian Franks is a ninth grader. She likes Donald Trump's stand on education.
Trump likes to state that every child in America deserves a great education and an opportunity to achieve their dreams. We will enhance education options for students through school choice and charters and respect homeschoolers in their quest for educational alternatives. We will also make it easier for families to afford college so students aren't buried in debt. Many college students are swimming in debt due to loans. Trump believes the government gains too much money and student loans shouldn't be one of them. These loans should be used as an investment in America's future. Maybe we can't make them fully end, but we should help students work towards controlling them. I would vote for Trump because he says a lot about what people really think about, and he's actually saying it, and he's really open about a lot of topics, and I agree with a lot of things that he says.
And what do you want to be when you grow up?
I've been really looking forward to being a doctor. I've been trying to go to like the local fire department and get a tour in the place, and I want to be an EMT and then slowly become a doctor.
Yeah. What kind of doctor?
A surgeon.
And if you could change one thing about the world, what would you change?
I'd probably change racism because I know it won't fully end, but in English, we are reading To Kill a Mockingbird, and that has a lot to do with racism, and I feel like a big way to stop racism is just to stop talking about it and try and accept everyone for who they are.
Jason Klein is 15 years old and says he's excited about the Libertarian on the ballot.
Johnson is who I'm really kind of supporting. I really think he's qualified. He's a successful governor, and I really like him more than the other candidates.
And what one thing speaks out to you about him?
He really seems like he's in it for the well-being of the country and the good of the people. And sometimes I don't know if I get that vibe from the other candidates.
So what do you want to do when you graduate?
When I graduate, I'm looking to be a teacher, actually.
And from everything you've been paying attention to, have you watched any of the debates?
I have watched. I've watched some, but I haven't been able to watch like the full debates, but I have gotten to see some of them.
So what was your impression of that?
I don't know. It's not what I expected. I haven't really paid too much attention to politics before now, and it just wasn't what I really expected when I was coming into it. So it's kind of weird.
Lily Spears is in 10th grade and believes a woman can be commander-in-chief.
If I could vote right now legally, I'd vote for Hillary Clinton. I agree with a lot of things that she has to say, and I really like how she's pro-women and pro-choice. And I like some of her plans to make the economy better, and I like her education plans too. I think free college is, for those who are less fortunate, is a very fair and good idea because everybody deserves to have a chance at going to college.
Do you talk politics with your family?
I do. I talk lots of politics with my family. My mom is very outspoken with her opinions, and she's pro-Hillary also, and she's really adamant about, even if I don't agree with her, she wants me to have a say in the upcoming election because it's going to be the I'm going to be living it. It's going to be our president. I've always been big into politics, and I do watch all the debates, even if I couldn't vote. And this debate is actually something really cool that I think I've always wanted to do. I love debating in class, so it's cool that we get to debate on something that's really real, and it's right here, happening right now.
Bryce Boersma is 15 years old and likes to debate the issues.
I like to get other people's opinions on the nominees. It's really interesting to me to see how they view this election, and like I like to express my opinions to them, and I like to see how they kind of respond to it. It's just really interesting to get other responses from like Trump supporters and see what they think of Donald Trump.
So if you could change one thing about the world, what would you change?
Right now, I think it's really important to close corporate loopholes because all of these rich people, these very, very rich people are not paying taxes. And that kind of offends me because the working man, he has to pay taxes. But the fact that all of these rich people can just get away with not paying any taxes, it disgusts me.
Chloe Skolton is 15 years old and says people should not take voting for granted.
I get kind of offended when people don't want to vote just because I can't imagine living in a different country where you're not able to vote. I think that as an American, you should definitely vote, and I don't know, it would just make me feel bad to not vote.
In all, 54% of the students at Holt High School register to vote in the mock election. Mr. Sykes McLaughlin says that percentage is in line with the country overall. In 2012, 53% of eligible Americans voted. We only have to wait a few days longer to find out the percentage for 2016. For Current State, I'm Brooke Allen.